was Bill's message come through this week loud and clear that Indy's got lots of good players and it's dangerous?
Oh, there's no doubt. I think we knew that even before you said anything. I mean, you know, you look at Mathis and Freeney and all those. I mean, those guys can disrupt a game in one play. So they definitely have a lot of good players and a lot of guys that can change momentum in a game in just one play. So, but he's definitely sent out the message, and I think we knew it going into it, though.
You've been pretty dominant here at home over the years, I think 18-1 or something, but a little bit of that maybe has to do with the weather, that you guys know how to handle the weather and you get some, you know, warm weather teams. That's not going to be the case this week. I mean, I think it's going to be pretty nice. So.
Yeah, I mean, tell you the truth, you know, we like the good weather too, so, you know, we enjoy playing at home, so, you know, hopefully it comes to our advantage on Sunday.
Wes, as you turn the pages, you know, to December, it seems like it's been a month, as Mike mentioned, that this team has succeeded in generating momentum going into the playoffs. What is it about this month where you guys have kind of, you know, picked it up and maintained that level of excellence?
Well, I think, you know, Coach always points out that this is when the football season really starts, and we put ourselves in a good position so far, and this is really when we really got to pick it up and really kind of get some things going, and it starts with the Colts here on Sunday.
We've asked you about night games and having the whole day to try to, you know, get through the day. Is it going to be nice, refreshing to actually have a 1 o'clock game and 1 o'clock game at home?
Yeah, it will be nice. You know, it's kind of nice to get it over with and get out there and play and go get a nice dinner afterwards and things like that. But we're definitely looking forward to getting to play at 1 o'clock and hopefully play well.
As creatures of habit, I mean, have you grown up getting used to 1 o'clock, getting up early on a NFL Sunday and getting used to getting out on that field? Is that part of it?
Yeah. I mean, whatever the time the game is, I mean, that's when it is. But, you know, over the years, you have been kind of accustomed to 1 o'clock games. And shoot, I don't even know if we've had any this year yet. So, so definitely look forward to that.
Well, so, you know, given the fact that December is what it is, but, you know, you face a number of different playing type conditions. What does it say about this team that you're able to, you know, not deviate from the game plan, whether it's raining, snowing, what have you? You guys have still succeeded to throw the ball, still succeeded in running the ball.
I think we put together some plays that really work in our advantage depending on the conditions and really playing towards those and trying to take advantage of those situations.
Hey, Wesley, did you get on your touch there, first touchdown last week, you kind of tweaked something a little bit in the play. I'm wondering, does that come to you like during a play where you're like, oh, next time, or do you go walk back to the huddle and you say, all right, if we just adjust this, or like during the game, it's all fast. When does it kind of come to you?
It just kind of depends. You know, sometimes, you know, you can get a signal at the line, and then other times you come back to the huddle. Other times you go back to the sidelines and kind of bring it up, and then maybe in the huddle it gets called again, and you're able to discuss it with Tom, which is what happened in this case, and you know, it worked out for us, and it's just kind of us staying on top of everything, and when those situations arise, you know, communicating and making sure that we're on the same page and making the best play we can for the team.
You know, receivers always come back to huddle and say, I was open, you know, I should have done it, whatever. But I mean, I think it's pretty nice to be in a place where you give feedback and people listen and it pays off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all in this together. So anytime you get an opportunity, you know, we want to score touchdowns, and the coach wants to score touchdowns, and us as players, we want to score. So it's all collective effort of all of us together, working together, and us on the field seeing what we see and make sure it's right, and then executing it out there on the field.
Well, a couple of years ago, you were on a team that struggled, Miami, that went 4-12. Some fans may wonder what Indianapolis has to play for right now, considering that the season hasn't gone so well. But guys are playing for jobs. They might have incentives and playing for pride. For somebody that's been on a team that struggled before, what's it like to stay positive when so many things are going so wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, the easiest time for teams to evaluate talent and seeing that, you know, what guys are going to give effort, to, you know, in bad circumstances. And you know, as we've seen on film with the Colts, you know, they haven't given in or anything like that. And their best players are playing hard and bringing every single play. So, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but they're doing it.